Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break.
It's time to work on becoming an actor with David Sarcuza. David started his acting, screenwriting, and movie production career in 2021, producing his first full-length feature film, which he wrote, produced, and starred in, The Uncivil War, America Divided, within a year of entering the business. And he's the host of Becoming an Actor on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Now, here's your local, not yet famous, not quite Hollywood star, David Sarcuza.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Good afternoon or good evening. How's everybody doing? I apologize, people. I am trying to get this video on Facebook to go live and it will not do it. I cannot figure out what's the problem here. I've got it set for webcam. I don't know. I'll get my amazing sound producer, studio man in here to get it to go live. I don't know. What's the problem? What's going on here? What's happening?
Matt? I don't know. I'm working on it and figuring it out now, so bear with us.
Yeah, there you go. Matt will get it. Yeah. So I don't know. Won't let me do that. That's, you know, technology stuff. He's younger than me, so he'll figure it out. Anyway, in the meantime, welcome to my confusing show, and this is Becoming an Actor on the Tan Talk Radio Network on 1340 AM and 106.1 FM. I'm just having fun staring at Matt while he tries to figure it out. See, it's not so easy, right? All right. Now I'm feeling better about myself. In the meantime, while we're trying to figure out why this won't work, why don't you guys call in? And then you can make fun of me, and you can talk to me. 727-441-3000, that's the number. The good news is that this week, I was on set. Yay! Normally, Matt would be doing some applause for me right now, but I got him doing other stuff. So I was on set. It was very exciting. I was on the set of Mother Nature. I was at Lightwave Media on 16th Street in St. Pete. This place is fantastic. You really ought to go check that place out. Oh, look at that. Boom. We're live. Look at that. Now you get to wave and everything. You're 5 seconds of fame right there. I don't know what he did, but we're live now. So how exciting is that? So anyway, I was on set, Mother Nature, Lightwave Media on 16th Street in St. Pete. Now, I'm sure that Kevin Rigo right now is yelling, "What are you doing? Don't promote the competition." I can't help it. This place is really nice. And we're not 100% competition with each other. They're much more the production studio. We'll do productions at our warehouse.
And you're going to have to forgive the lateness of this, but you actually got on set this week?
Hey, there it is. Woo! I was on set. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry about the technical hiccup. I was trying to get Facebook Live going, so forgive the delay in the applause.
Yeah, you can show me later what you did there. So I probably still won't know it anyway, but you can show me.
I'll try.
But I have absolutely no problem promoting them. They do productions. We'll probably do productions too, but we're going to be K-75 Stunt Academy is going to be focusing on stunts. Primarily. So we're not really going to be focused as much on productions, but we're going to do a lot of productions there. But there are so many productions coming to this area that, you know, there's plenty out there. Blue Water is also in this area. Great facility. I've talked about them before. There's a lot of great facilities in this area. We're not Hollywood. We don't have 50 billion of them, but the ones we have here are really nice. So anyway, that's their facility, what they have at Lightwave Media, and they've been doing it for many, many years. That's what I hope for Kevin Rigo and I to have one day, is something beautiful like that. So we shot Mother Nature there, and when I say we, I stood there as an extra for, you know, like 30 minutes, an hour or so. My big contribution to that movie, everyone is going to say when that movie comes out, wow, David Sarcuza really made that movie happen. And I'm going to be like, yeah, it was me. But you know what? Like I say, if you get on set, good things happen. What good things happen? Well, I got to talk to Lexi Baca. That's always fun. I got to hang out with her. I got to see Cam Brumbelow was there. I got to see Carly Lowland. She was there. And I had a great time. And I learned some stuff while I was there. It's just always good. Always, always, always good to be on set. Get on set and have fun. And it was a good time. I just love when they say action, and then you get to watch what everybody else is doing. You get to watch how this director works differently from the last director you saw and the one before that. You get to see how the production team moves and works. You hear the grumblings behind the scenes or the happiness behind the scenes. Oh, this is the greatest set ever. They're doing fantastic. Or, wow, this is what I hate about that set. And you know what? You take that and you put it in the back of your mind and you use it for when you have a set. Because hopefully everyone that's getting into this business, and that's not, you know, everybody that gets into this business is not like, I want to have my own movie one day. Some people like that. Some people want that. Some people are like, you know, that's not my thing. That's not what I want. Well, if it is what you want, then, you know, that's a good chance for you to take that and use that information for yourself when you do have a set of your own. Hey, Victor Santiago is listening. Hey, Victor, how you doing? So, you know, like I said, use that information. Get on set and learn stuff and use it to help yourself down the road. All right, so what else? So I wanted to talk about more basics this week, because I always love talking about the basics. And here's one, I don't know if I mentioned it last week or not, but read tips online. Watch YouTube videos, right? This is great just advice for anyone. I was actually sitting with my mother-in-law, Charlene, the other day, and we're listening to music. And before the event started, she said, you know, I'm trying to work with this piece of equipment and it's not working very well. And I said, have you tried watching a YouTube video on it? She's like, oh my God, that's great. I didn't even think about that. So, you know, you can learn so much about this world now. We have so much technology at our fingertips that can help us, and sometimes we forget to take advantage of it. And I'm the same way. I forget, you know, if I want to learn something about being a director, because mostly I've done acting, and recently I've gotten into the directing. Hey, go watch some YouTube videos, right? It seems so simple, but I think sometimes we forget about all of the technology, all of the great stuff that we have at our fingertips. I always like to read books, but then I think, you know what? I don't need to read books anymore. I can go to the internet to get it. I can watch YouTube. So, you know, learn your craft. This is funny. We my wife and I have gotten into pickleball lately. So we go out to play pickleball. We invited a friend, and we told Mark to come out and play with us. And Mark Jason's a great guy. I used to teach with him at Tampa Catholic High School. He's still teaching there. Fantastic guy. But he is very particular. I love Mark. He's great. We get out there on the pickleball court, and I said, all right, man, you know, it's a fun sport, and just so you know, you have to... Oh, no, 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 don't worry about it. I watch videos. I know all the rules. You can't go into the kitchen. You have to let the ball bounce. You have to do this. I was like, oh, my God. When I first went out to play pickleball, it never even entered my mind to watch some YouTube videos to learn how to do it. It was brilliant. He knew all the rules. He immediately jumped right into the game and was playing. So there you go. Tampa Catholic teachers for you. Brilliant people. So anyway, here's a good idea. Bring your headset with you, your headphones with you to set. Bring some AirPods. Plug them in, because I guarantee you, you're going to have lots of time where you're sitting around with nothing to do. Bring your headphones. Sit there. And while you're on set, watch some how-to videos. How to act. How to direct. How to be a director of photography, a DP. There's all sorts of great stuff. How to be a cameraman. How to work with certain technology.
Or even better still, go to internetradiopros.com, click on Becoming an Actor, and listen to every episode David has done for more advice on how to get on set.
There you go. I mean, what better than listening to all my past shows? You'll be an amazing star once you do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, or maybe you'll just be like me, which is not an amazing star, but on the way to becoming an amazing star.
Exactly. It's taking these little steps in the right direction.
That's right. We're becoming an actor. So there you go. And then, you know, other great things. Here's another great tip that I like to talk about too. And that is working together, right? So while I was sitting on set talking with Lexi, I met a bunch of great people. You know, we got to meet new connections. Now I'm going to blank out his name. Calvin, I apologize, man. I can't remember your last name now, Calvin. Calvin's a fantastic guy. Met him on set. Really nice guy. Started talking to him about some stuff. And he is a music composer. He's an actor. He's in the... Calvin McClure. There we go. All right. Had to look it up in the phone. I cheated a little bit, Calvin. But really super nice guy. Met two other wonderful people on set. Didn't get to know their names. I apologize just because I'm terrible with names. But worked together, right? So I introduced Calvin to two people that I thought he would get along with well, that they might be able to use him for their movies because his music immediately resonated with me. And I thought, as soon as I listened to his music, I thought of these two filmmakers. I said, you've got to reach out to these two. They'll be perfect for you. And I immediately put them together with both of them. Hopefully something comes out of that. Sean Thompson just shared with me Tulsa King and Cobra Kai. Because he said, hey, did you know that they're hiring right now for background for both these series? That's fantastic. Somebody else had just told me about Cobra Kai, too. But he shared the casting calls with me so I could reach out. I could send him my info and see if I could get on there. Cookie, Kylie, Zach, Lexi, Pat, we're all constantly sharing castings with each other. It's a great way to grow the business, to help each other out, and why work against each other, right? Work together. There's no reason Sean had to share those with me. You know, he doesn't get anything from that other than my gratitude, and he gets mentioned on the Tantalk Radio Network on Becoming an Actor, but he had no idea. He's just doing it because he's a nice guy. He wants to help someone else. Now, I guarantee you in the future, if I can, I'll be looking to help him out. Why not, right? Because, you know, I'm a fairly nice guy, too. I try to be nice, too. So for me, yeah, of course I'm going to be looking to work with him to try and help him out. If I think there's a casting call out there that he's not aware of, I'm certainly going to try and remember to reach out to him. Robert L., he's another one. He has a Facebook group that all he does is try to share updates with people to let people know about stuff. Oh, look at that. You're wearing the Mortal Kombat shirt. I love it. Because, of course, my favorite person from Mortal Kombat is Musetta Vander, who is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that.
But that was, trust me, that was not completely by design. I didn't realize until I got to work today. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot David's on tonight.
Lucky coincidence. Yes. I love it.
Pure coinky dink with this one.
Pure coincidence, but there you go. Sindel from Mortal Kombat. We're going to have her on in a few weeks. Okay, let's see. Oh, this is a good trick too. So going back to kind of, you know, doing the YouTube videos and learning your craft, I have another good friend. I already mentioned her, Kylie Peck. She reviews IMDb for each film before she goes. She learns who the director is. She knows who the DP, the director of photography, is, the main cast. Are there going to be any stars there? Are there going to be any friends of hers there? People that she's always wanted to connect with but hasn't had a chance to? Brilliant. I should be doing that every time because, number one, I'm terrible with names. I'm terrible with faces. If I ever see you on set and it looks like I don't know who you are, I don't recognize your face, I don't know your name, just know I rarely recognize my wife when I wake up in the morning. So it is not you. It's me. It's one of those speeches. So I should be looking at that every time. So, you know, when I get to set and I walk in and Lexi is there, I can say, hey, Lexi. Now, of course, I just walk onto set and usually I just say, hey, Lexi, because she's always on every set. So it's just easier that way. But it helps you if you look at the IMDb for whatever set you're going for, learn a little bit about who is there. And that way, you know, it just helps you feel more comfortable when you're on set, especially if you know someone. It's always nice because you can reach out to them. Hey, are you going to be there this week? Oh, no, I was actually already on set. Oh, can you tell me anything about the set? A lot of the times that's very helpful. If they're not going to be there, but they were there, you know, the week before or something. Oh, yes, it was very hot. If you're going to be at this place where we are at, it's going to be very hot. Make sure you don't wear any, you know, hot clothing, you know, long pants and a, you know, a jacket or something. Be prepared to be outside. Okay, great. Thank you. Now, you might not be at the same place, but if you are, you know, take that advice. Oh, this director, he is a pain to work for. Just make sure that when he says something, you immediately jump to your spot. You know, he's not the type to joke around. Find out those hints beforehand. So that way, when you get on set, you are ready to perform the way they want you to. All right, this one, this is my own little personal advice to you. I was watching a great movie the other day. It's one with Ray Romano in it, Somewhere in Queens. And a really good movie. The kid plays basketball. And it's just fun. You know, they're very New Yorker, New Jersey, you know, all the family sitting around. It's all of our family from back home. Hey, what's the matter with you? Hey, you going over for the spaghetti dinner? Yeah, okay, we're going to have family dinner on Sunday. Yeah, of course. So it's funny because for me, I can picture a lot of my family from up north still. Use that. If you know you're going into a movie and you're going to be on set and they're looking for that New York kind of thing, use family members. If you have family members to think of, use friends to think of. How would they react in this situation? Call them up. Talk to them a little bit. See if you can kind of work on the accent they got you on. See if you can, after you're talking to them for a little while, all of a sudden you're talking like a New Yorker or something, you know? So work on getting into the character. Think of them. You know, I think of, you know, one of my cousins from up there, and I think of the way he acts and the way he talks. But it's not just the accent; it's his mannerisms. You know, you have to think like someone. If you're not a New Yorker, you have to learn how to think and act like a New Yorker. If you're not from California, go back and look at a California type actor. If you don't have any friends or family from out there, I don't really have any native California friends or family. So go online, look at movies where you've seen that, you know, and try to become that character. I'm actually going to be a pastor in a movie pretty soon called What is Christmas? Thank you to Rick Danford for casting me in that one. I'm looking forward to that. I saw the script. It's a great script. I know what the pastor, what my character says in the film. So what am I going to be doing? Well, every Sunday now, from now until we film, as I'm sitting in church, I'm going to be staring at the priest. I'm going to be watching him. What are his mannerisms? What are his affectations? How does he move? Where does he go on the dais as he's walking around up near the altar? How does he look? Does he look up to the sky? Is he looking at his feet? Is he looking at his parishioners? What's he doing with his hands? Now, every priest is different, but you want to get a feel for how does a priest act? It's great. We have different priests in there a lot of the times. They'll change a lot. So I get to see lots of different priests, and I get to see different mannerisms from the different priests, and I can kind of pick and choose what I want, right? Anything to help you understand the character, get into it, and really kind of make the character your own. That's what you're trying to do when you're acting. You want to make the character your own. You want to make it so, as I mentioned last week, someone said, know your lines well enough that you can react. You're not trying to give your next line. You're not trying to make your next line sound natural. You're trying to react. When you watch you know, Joey on Friends, and he reacts to Chandler or Monica or someone saying something, he's not saying a line. He's reacting. When you watch him do it, you're like, you're laughing because he reacted like Joey. He is Joey. He becomes the character and he reacts. He's not saying a line. He is reacting. He is doing it as naturally as if you were sitting here next to me in this studio and you yelled at me. You yelled boo and I jumped. However I would jump, I have to be able to manifest that as my character in the same way. All right. One of my favorite industry people, Kylie Opsahl, had something on Facebook the other day. She did what I guess it's called a natural audition. I don't know. She had already done a kind of a side for the casting director on a particular film. And they said, okay, you know, that's great. We've seen you as the character. We like you for the role, but we'd like to see you. We want to see your personality. Can you just give us Kylie? Nothing in particular. Don't memorize anything. We just want to hear Kylie. So tell us about your favorite sport, your favorite game, your whatever, your favorite hobby. Tell us about your favorite relative. And it was neat. I thought it was a great idea because it is interesting that when we're hiring an actor, we're hiring them to play a character. So you don't know who that person is, really, until they hit your set. You might get a glimpse of them in your table read, but often your table read, you're just running through the lines in character. So I thought that was really neat. I kind of like that. I know not everyone asks for that, but for casting directors, I thought that was wonderful. Okay, working as a crew member, to me, this is very, very important. It's easy to get on set as a crew member. I'm not saying that as a slight to crew members or something, but I mean, basically, if you're willing to work for free, it's easy to get on set because every crew is always pushed to the limit with budgets, right? Every production has a huge budget constraint because whatever their budget is, it's not enough, I guarantee you. That's just how it always is. So everyone's always looking for free help. So if you're willing to be a PA, a production assistant, and get on set, or, you know, there's a lot of the times they'll say, hey, if you come on as a second AD, we'll train you on what to do, but we need someone where we're already out of budget. You know, we're a low budget group. This is Florida, so we get a lot of low budget. If you're in Kentucky or Georgia or North Carolina, you're probably going to have a lot of low budgets there too. So get on set as a crew member. Now, why get on set as a crew member? Because number one, if for some reason you can't get on as an actor, you can't get on as background or something, this gives you another way to get on set. If you see someone asking for a PA that works for free, you know what? Work for free sometimes. If they're paying you money, all the better. Sometimes you'll get a couple of dollars for being a PA, but it gets you on set, right? Now, the other thing along with getting on set and being able to see things and being able to learn stuff, which I'm always telling you, it also gives you a chance to see what the crew sees because this is big. This is important. You're not just learning about what it's like to be on set as an actor. You're learning what the crew members think, feel, see of the cast, because there's a difference. There really is. The crew members come in before the cast. They're there all day long. They're working their butts off. And then they're there long after the cast is gone. That's true usually for background and the principal cast members, right? The main talent. So if you learn what it's like to be a crew member, Number one, it'll probably teach you a little empathy because you'll realize that your job, not so tough when you compare it to what the crew is doing a lot of the time. It's a different kind of tough. You know, you have to memorize the lines and you have to know your stuff. And there's a lot of pressure when the camera is rolling sometimes. Although there shouldn't be, just relax, enjoy it, get into the business and love it. Right. Because everybody, like I said last week, everyone wants to see you succeed. But there is a little bit of pressure to it. You know, some people fear that they're going to mess up their lines or something. So I get that. But get on to the crew side and see what they're looking at, right? Because they're looking at the actors and they're saying, oh my God, this actor has missed their mark 5 times in a row. I want to kill them. And they're, you know, griping to the camera operator next to them. The camera operator's kind of laughing and, you know, everybody's kind of snickering. And you don't know that as the actor, you know, I mean, the director's like, no, you missed your spot there. You gotta hit your mark. Otherwise you're out of focus. But the crew members are looking at it in a different light, right? I mean, they're seeing it as, oh my God, I've been here all day. This is our 4th day of not making the day, meaning that they're working overtime. They haven't gotten it done in the 8, 10, 12 hours that they were allotted for that day. So they're stressed out and you can get a feel for it. They'll talk to you because they're not going to talk to you the same way they might talk to the cast members because their crew, they kind of stick together. Cast, a lot of the times, stick together. It's not the way it should be. Cast and crew should talk to each other freely. But sometimes, you know, the cast understand, you know, what other actors are going through better and commiserate and want to talk with other actors. And sometimes the crew understands what other crew members are going through and can relate. So be on both sides so you can learn the trials and tribulations of both groups. Hey, look at that. Melissa Cole agrees with me. Ah, thanks, Melissa. I'm going to give you a little like there. I already gave Victor one, so I'll give you one now, too. There we go. Being the same nice to everybody. All right. So let's take a moment right now for my favorite segment of the evening. Set terminology. Don't look like a fool. Everyone's going to look like a fool, just so you know. At some point when you walk onto set, there's just too much for you to know. I don't care if you go through 10 years of film school. When you walk onto set, it's like any job. You're going to mess something up. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen because you'll be new. Everyone's been new at one point or another. Most of the time when you're on set, you're there with at least a couple of other new people. Because there's lots of people in this business and lots of people that test it out and disappear very quickly. All right, so don't worry about that. But I'm going to help you out here with a little bit of the set terminology here. So first one is take, as in, let's get a take on this one. That's the time between when the camera rolls and when it cuts. So if you're doing a take, you're doing basically a scene. Everybody's on set. The director has said action, and the camera is rolling, and you're getting the action done. You're getting that scene. So let's get a take. You hear that a lot. Director's action sequence. So take was an easy one. That was a quick one. The director's action sequence. I think this one's really important. You should probably practice this. Even if you don't think you're ever going to be on the crew side, it's just good for you to know because if you're an actor and you're hearing this going on, you kind of get a rhythm of what's going on because the first time you're there and you're listening and everyone starts yelling and you hear roll camera rolling, roll sound rolling or sound speeding. I mostly hear sound speeding. And then slate, they do the slate, and then you hear action. Now, as the actor, you begin acting. So, you know, you want to get to know that because they're going to start yelling. Someone's going to say, roll camera. And you're going to be like, okay, what's that mean? Are we going? Are we close? Are we ready? You want to know. It's kind of like a countdown for you. It's like 3, 2, 1, and we're live. You know, you should get used to it. Plus, at some point, someone might say, especially on like a small set here in Florida, I've seen it happen lots of times. There's a crew member standing there and they're like, oh, shoot, we don't have anybody to slate. Can somebody slate? And you get up there, and now you're going to slate. Or they say, hey, we need someone for first AD. Can someone call it out? Yeah, I can call it out. I know how to call it out. And you jump in there. Now, you're not becoming the first AD. You're just, you know, for whatever reason, the first AD has gone to use the little boys or little girls' room, or there's an emergency or something. They're offset for some reason. They just need someone to call it out. This happens a lot with the lower budget films. So if you know how to yell, roll camera, camera rolling, roll sound, sound speeding, slate, and then they do the slate, and then the director calls action, you might get a little bump up, and you might get to learn how to do it, because at some point, you may be a first AD. It's amazing how quickly people jump into certain roles. So it's just good to be ready to go with that sort of thing. So that's the director's action sequence, the sequence before the director yells action. And speaking of slate, because I mentioned the slate, what is slating? Slating is the clapperboard, or the slate. What you normally see in the movies, they slap it. It's got the little lines on it, the little slanted lines on it, and they bring it up in the little V, and then they slap it down. And on there, they have the scenes written down and the takes, so you know that you're in scene 5, take 2. Right. That's basically how the post-production team knows when the camera has started and stopped rolling. Now, you can get into a lot with the slate as far as you can do tails, which means after you've done it, then you do the slate. And there's just tons of different things that you can do with the slate. You can do soft sticks, which means you, instead of clapping it loudly, you do it quietly. There's a bunch of different things, but as long as you know that is a slate, and that's basically what they're doing. It'll, you know, the scene number will be written out, the take will be written out, and basically the slate person is essentially reading, this is scene 1, take 1, clap it, and then off they go. And then post-production knows, oh, okay, this right here, this footage that we're looking at is scene 1, take 1. Here's scene 1, take 2, etc. Okay, picture is up. I like that one. That's a good one to know. I didn't learn that one for a little while when I was on set because it didn't apply to me. It was for the crew side, and when I first started out, all I was doing was acting. I just wanted to be on set and act. I just wanted to be in front of the camera, which I still love. But now that I've moved to the crew side a little bit, I started paying attention to some of this stuff, and you know, everyone's yelling, can I get pictures up? Can I get the picture up? Pictures up. Okay, we can see it. Yep. And all that means is that the camera is on, and you can see the monitors. So that way, the director, the first AD, anyone who needs to view the monitor to make sure that everything is going right in the scene, to make sure that the camera angles are good, that you know, there's nothing in the scene that shouldn't be in there as you're going through. Maybe something, you know, the boom mic comes down into the picture and it's cut. We can see the boom mic, you know, let's retake. So pictures up just means that you're getting the monitors so that you can watch what's happening on screen. All right. So that was our set terminology. Today, I threw some questions out on Facebook. I love throwing the questions out on Facebook. And I threw one out there today or last week. I don't remember one, but it was, what do you wish you had done differently in this business? And if anybody has answered, you know, within the last hour or two, obviously, I just caught the ones that had already responded. Larissa Bryant, Rodney Simmons, and Jason Lee Spicer had all answered. And they had all said, start sooner and define yourself. Don't let others in the industry define yourself. And I thought, that's really cool. You know, I'm talking, this whole show is about me trying to encourage you, whoever is listening, to get into this awesome industry because it's easy to get into. It's fun. No, not all of us are going to become Brad Pitt. You know how many of us are going to become Brad Pitt? Like one. And it's not me, but
it's Brad
someone.
Pitt.
Brad Pitt, right. Brad Pitt's going to become Brad Pitt, and that's about it. You know, it's like how many people get to the NFL. There just aren't many that do it, right? So not many of us are going to be the star of the next huge, amazing movie that comes out, right? But we're going to get on TV. We're going to get seen by some friends and some family members. And do you really care if somebody in China or Italy or Venezuela is watching you on the big screen? You want your friends and family to see you. And you can do that very easily in this industry, and you can have a lot of fun with it. So my whole point is, get into this industry. If you're thinking about it, doing it. Do it. And so I thought it was really cool that Larissa, Rodney, and Jason all said, I wish I had gotten in sooner. If you're thinking about getting into this industry, do it. If you don't know how to do it, call me and ask me on air, or call me and ask me off air. You can call my cell phone, 813-267-4087. Look up David Syracuse. My phone number is everywhere on the internet, because I love it when people call me. Now, don't call me to tell me stuff, you know. Call me to ask, how do I get into the acting world? I'll talk to you on air, off air. I don't care. I love talking about it. I love trying to get people involved. I got a couple of buddies from basketball involved in it. I got a friend of a friend, a firefighter, Sean Lawrence. I got, Sean, I didn't get him in, but I've helped him get onto one or two sets. I'm taking credit for you, Sean. I'm saying I got you in. That's not actually true, but I've gotten a couple of people to get into the industry. You know, Pat Quinn, I feel like, pretty sure I was the one who got him into the industry, but he's loving it, and he's fantastic at it. He's really good. If you ever need him on set, as crew, as an actor, he's great, and a hard worker, you know, and that's what's really cool, is getting somebody into the industry, and you're like, yeah, I did that. That's cool. Ah, look at that. Pat just said you did. Oh, I knew it. All right, I'm taking credit for that one. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate that you're listening. That was actually just a test to see if Pat was listening. And he is. That's good, because otherwise I was going to have to check him at basketball tomorrow.
So it was a test by patting yourself on the back. Pun very much intended.
Yeah, heck yeah. Oh, patting yourself. Oh, God. Okay, yes. Good one. Good one. Good one, Matt.
Da-dunch.
Yeah. Don't give yourself any audience applause for that one.
No, I'm not going to. Okay. Don't worry.
All right, good.
Don't worry.
So anyway, get into the business. Get into it sooner rather than later. If you're sitting there right now, you're driving in your car, you're sitting on the couch, you're running around on the basketball court, and you're listening to this, and you're thinking about it, but you just aren't sure if you're going to do it or not, do it. Do it. You will not regret it. This industry is so much fun. That's all I can say, is just do it. Okay, I'm using somebody else's tagline there. Second Facebook question I asked. Said, what do you guys want me to talk about tonight? And I only got a couple of responses on this one before I jumped on. Jose Ralden said, tips on helping newbies? Check, buddy. Come on, Jose. I talk about that every week. Now I'm feeling a little bit insulted. I'm not patting myself on the back anymore. Obviously, you're not listening to the show, man. I talk about it every week. Now, he also said, don't get discouraged by rejection, which I do talk about that a lot, because it's kind of like a business. It's like sales. You've got to put yourself out there, but it's good to mention over and 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 over again. You're going to get rejected. I just put myself out there for Cobra Kai. I was talking about that earlier. Kylie said, oh, I got an email back within an hour from them. I was like, oh, well, I guess I got rejected. I sent him an email 2 days ago. I haven't heard from him. You know what? Oh, well, Cobra Kai has got like a billion people applying to be background there. I didn't get it. I must be a terrible actor. I got to leave this business. Not true, man. Not true. It is just the way this industry works. So get used to it. There is going to be rejection in this. If you're not secure in yourself, maybe this isn't the business for you, or is a good business to toughen you up. Okay, what else? Keith Driver said, don't be insecure, go your own way. I kind of just talked about that. I like that one. Think outside the box. It might be what casting directors are looking for. And I kind of like that one by Keith, you know. I like the whole thing. But think outside the box, because he's saying, you know what? If you're thinking you're going to do a cowboy the same way that 50 other people submitted to this role doing a cowboy, then you're one of 50 people. And it just all comes down to, you know, who do they think looks best, or, you know, oh God, okay, we got the same exact one here. Okay, yeah, everybody's doing Roy Rogers or whatever. You know, try thinking outside the box. And this is kind of an interesting thing. I was on set with Sean Whalen about a year ago, and he was the one who was in that Got Milk commercial from way back in the day. In fact, it was the very first Got Milk commercial, I believe. And it was the one about who shot Alexander Hamilton. And he kind of came up with it, not the commercial itself, but he was saying, you know, I had this great idea when I came up with it, or when I applied for the role. It was something about, you know, I didn't apply the same way everyone else did. And, you know, with the peanut butter and how I didn't respond, they really liked that it was completely different from what everyone else had done. And I forget what he told me exactly it was, and he wasn't just talking to me. It's not like Sean and I are best buddies or anything. I'm not trying to say that. He's a fantastic guy. But he was talking to this group, and I was, you know, privileged enough to be sitting there listening to it. And I thought, that's really cool. He did something different, and that was one of his big breakout roles, was, you know, that commercial made him a national person. And it was because he tried something different. He didn't give the casting director what he thought everybody else was going to give them. He looked for something different. Okay. And Chris McKickme. I always love trying to get that last name right now, Chris. Chris said, why are productions... why are productions still requiring masks and vaccines? I couldn't believe it when he said that. He put that on Facebook, and I was like, what? What do you, no, are they? They are not. Now, we're in Florida, so actually, in 2020, Florida wasn't requiring masks and vaccines on set. I don't think. I'm just kidding. I wasn't in the business in 2020 because I'm new, and I'm becoming an actor just like you guys. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a mask out in public in ages. I actually just saw one someplace the other day, and I was like, oh my God, there's a mask. People still wear those. So yeah, maybe, you know, he's up in Tennessee. Maybe it's a little bit more up there. And I replied back with shock, and I said, I didn't actually know that anyone was still doing that. And he said, yep, definitely the case. Now, that's also in bigger union type situations too, I think. You know, I'm not SAG. I have no intention of becoming SAG. Nothing against SAG. It's just that, you know, this is Florida. There aren't a lot of SAG productions here, and we've kind of talked about that in the past. So I just don't really see a huge need myself to become a SAG card-carrying member. Maybe that'll change in the future. I don't know. But at this time, you know, not really something that I am concerned about. So I guess it is probably more of a union thing than a non-union thing. Florida, it's definitely not an issue in Florida. So anyhow, thank you, everyone, for putting your comments on Facebook and for allowing me to chat about that this evening. Okay. And we're getting into the last 8-10 minutes of the show here today, and we don't have a movie trailer for this evening. So guys, you know, this is free publicity for you all. I know everyone out there has a lot of great shows. I know there are a lot of people in this area that love to showcase their stuff. Reach out to me. Let me know about your movie trailer. I will be happy to show it. You know, it's radio, so we can't show the YouTube, but obviously I'll talk about it on here. I'll talk about your cast. I'll talk about the crew members. I love talking about it when it is an indie film, when it's local. That to me is gold. I love that because I want to promote you all. I think everybody does a fantastic job here locally. You know, are all of our movies going to be the next great Hollywood thing? No, but That doesn't mean that they're not good, that people out there don't want to watch them. People want to see it. We have a lot of great film festivals here. The next one coming up, I believe, is the one down in St. Pete, the Sunscreen Film Festival. Sorry, don't know why I blanked on that. Did I say that wrong? Now I'm checking myself here. I got to go to the trusty old Google here and see if I screwed that up or not. Sunscreen Film Festival. Yeah, Sunscreen Film Festival. I don't know why I was checking myself on that. But yeah, the Sunscreen Film Festival, it is down in St. Pete near the Sundial. Fantastic film festival. Tony Armour is in charge of that, or has been in the past. He's still on the board, I believe. They always bring in a lot of great films, both local and international. I saw a lot of people talking about that online today. I am working on the big film premiere for The Uncivil War, America Divided. So since nobody gave me their movie trailer today to talk about, I'm going to talk about The Uncivil War. That is going to be shown in, I believe, May. So our initial venue that we were talking with kind of fell through. Tried really hard to get it done there, just would not work out. So we're reaching out now. Hopefully we're going to have it at either AMC, one of the local AMC movie theaters, or at a Carmichael theater. If anyone has any connections there, I'm trying desperately to get in touch with them. I thought our first venue was going to be a slam dunk. It didn't work out, so now I'm kind of scrambling a little bit. I really want it in May. I want the cast and crew to get a chance to see this film because I got to see my first premiere. Actually, it was my second premiere, The Clock, Rick Danford's movie, at a local theater, the Cinema 6, Chanel Lynn's Theater up in Port Richey. And it's so neat to see yourself up on screen. It really is cool. And to see all of your friends in the movie, I got to sit there with friends and see them in the film. And it's really cool to see it get created. So I really want to get this done in May as soon as possible. It'll be free tickets for the cast and crew members, but then it'll also be open to the public. I really want to try and get it in a very nice theater. And I kind of talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that when you are doing this type of thing, you have to rent the theaters out. So I've got to get the word out to everyone to get them to the theater because I'm going to be selling the tickets myself. Also, regarding K-75 Stunt Academy, I was talking about that at the beginning of this show. We do have our facility. We're cleaning it up right now. As the last tenant just moved out, we're moving in. We're getting the signage put together. We're cleaning it up. We're getting all the electricity and the water on in it. And, sweeping the floors, painting it, the whole deal. Hopefully, we are going to be doing a grand opening for that in the next couple of weeks, but we will be open for classes probably next week or the following week. If you are interested in becoming a stunt performer, and you should be, because this is going to be so much fun. You get to practice all sorts of things. You get to practice falls on stairs. You get to practice falling off of a building into, the big cushion below, and whoosh, as you fall down into it. You get to practice basically like karate. You're going to be doing these stunt coordinations where you have to learn how to throw punches at people. And the trick to it is not to get hit and not to hit the other person, right? So when you're doing that, it sounds really easy, but as soon as you get moving fast, and when you're doing stunts, one of the big things is not to move quickly. You want to move slowly. I know everybody thinks you got to throw the punch as fast as possible because it's got to look good on TV or in the movie theaters. You don't actually. You slow it down. You make the moves very precise, and we're going to be teaching that, and we'll show you how to fall properly, because most times it's not the person doing the punch, it's the person taking the punch that really sells the stunt, right? So we're going to be working on all this stuff. We're going to have 2, 3, 4 classes, four days a week where we're going to have classes. Then we'll also have open gym where you can just come in and practice your own stuff. But you'll have classes where you'll be taking them with Kevin Rigo or Meg O'Ryan. We're going to have fantastic instructors there. And we're going to have these great monthly options for you to sign up. So what you really want to do is you want to sign up in the first 6 months, because what we're going to do is probably the first 3 months, if you sign up for the automatic monthly, then it's going to be $100 a month for the first 6 months from when you sign up. If you sign up in the month 4 through 6, then it's going to be $150 a month for the first 6 months from when you sign up. And then if you sign up after that, then it's going to be the normal $200 a month. So sign up early. You're going to get unlimited classes. You'll be able to go in there. Now, you can still do drop-in. I've already had people asking me, oh, I'm over in Orlando. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over there all the time. We're going to have specialty classes where we do something over the weekend where you can just come in for the weekend and do a class. Or if you say, you know what, I can only get over there, twice a month. Okay, come on over. You can do a drop-in rate of whatever we're going to make that rate. And you can just come for 2 classes on that day, or a class on Wednesday and a class on Thursday. And then you come back at the end of the month and you do another drop-in. And then you can do the open gym while you're there. We're going to have some workout equipment for you to utilize while you're there as well. And then we're going to have lots of other classes going on too. So if you're someone that has students, but you don't have a location right now, and you want to teach yoga, or you want to teach a karate class, or some other type of, what are those classes that they do where it's lots of, you're doing lots of crunches and lots of squats and everything? CrossFit.
Yeah,
CrossFit. No help, Matt. It's CrossFit.
Okay.
So all of those different classes, if you have a class that you want to teach, talk to us. We're going to be having lots of other groups in there teaching classes on the times of the day when we aren't teaching our stunt classes. So it's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to getting it all spruced up. And I'll be announcing probably in the next week or so on Facebook when we're going to be having our open house. We'll look forward to having everybody for that. As I mentioned, we're going to be having Musetta Vander on the show in a couple of weeks. So be listening and looking out for that. Next week, am I on set? I'm trying to think. No, because I got rejected by Cobra Kai. I'm still waiting to hear back from them. I'm still waiting to hear back from Tulsa King. Hopefully I get on one of those. And Matt, were you going to say something?
Yeah, the fact that you got rejected by Cobra Kai is a crying shame, I tell you.
I tell you, I agree with that. But that's all right. I'm waiting. I might still get on with them.
There you go.
In the meantime, everyone, get out there. Get on set. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.